Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with the reaction to the Europa League matches where Rangers and Celtic were both in action on the TalkSport network. And in David Moyes' 1,000th game as manager, West Ham drew with Genk. And Antonio Conte's Tottenham side beat Vitesse Arnhem. This was the fallout on TalkSport.
Five goals, three red cards. Antonio Conte now knows what it is truly like to be a Tottenham manager. Spurs 3, Vitesse Arnhem 2.
For sure, this club has great potential. I was enthusiastic about the stadium, about the training ground. I think maybe in the world. I don't know if another club has this availability. And I think it was one of the reasons because I accepted to come here, because I know that here I can work in the way that I like. The club is a top club. I want to repay the club about the trust that they showed me. The players and I, we should work a lot because we want to improve the football aspect. The fans, they showed that they deserve this.
There was some nice stuff, but do you know what? Vitesse had their chances. Spurs were better, but a 3-0, you're thinking to yourself, well, this is just the quality that Spurs have got up top, which is the truth. But then, ultimately, you saw the job that Antonio Conte has on his hands. A 3-0 up and absolutely cruising in front of what would sound like a brilliant atmosphere, partisan crowd, to get yourself dragged back at half-time. And the team talk would have been so different. Imagine 3-0, the team talk he's doing, and at 3-2, it's like, boys, we cannot concede the next goal.
It finished Genk 2, West Ham 2 in Belgium.
Every manager I've seen get 1,000 games, I say, wow, how the heck have they got 1,000 games? You know, I look at it and I think, my goodness, it's quite hard to believe that I've got there myself tonight. No, it is. It's a moment I'll really remember.
Headed into his own net by Thomas Suchek. It was a header he didn't have to make, in my opinion, at the near post.
Because, and I know that the game away from in Europe will always be remembered, that Thomas Suchek got an own goal with a couple of minutes to go. But overall, you know, I'm thrilled to have reached 1,000 games. It is a great achievement.
They're third in the group and will be struggling to qualify if they don't beat Legia Warsaw here in 3 weeks' time, full time. Leicester 1, Spartak 1.
Created chances, you know, more than enough chances to win the game. And one moment where we lack concentration and an ability to run back actually cost us going down in the game. But again, our reaction was really good. Get the goal, really good set-piece goal, and then had other chances to win the game. So to not win it is a little bit frustrating. But performance-wise, there was lots of elements of playing against that deep line defence pleased me.
Bromby, really for the first time, carved apart. And those travelling Rangers fans to their feet as Hadji makes it Bromby 1, Rangers 1.
Not sure how many points it'll take. You can sit here all night and start working out the permutations. Four points might be enough. Stephen Gerrard will be, you know, demanding six. If they get those 6 points, then they'll qualify. So, you know, it's still very much in their hands.
I think we've underperformed tonight, certainly in the first half. There was a massive improvement when I made the substitutions. We passed the ball better, looked more dangerous. We were overloading them in the right areas. But the first half, I thought the whole game was lacking in quality. Maybe I got the front three wrong today, or the front three didn't bring to the game what I wanted and what I expected of them. Probably two sides of it.
Celtic are back in business in the Europa League. Back-to-back victories against Ferencváros. They did it the hard way.
Now, Yorkshire have been suspended from hosting any international or major cricket matches and have lost more sponsors over the handling of racism allegations. The ECB will carry out a review into whether the side's governance is fit for purpose. It's after no disciplinary action was taken by the club, despite a report finding former player Azeem Rafiq had been subjected to racial harassment and bullying. On to TalkSport's cricket correspondent, John Norman.
Well, I've never read a more strongly worded press statement from the ECB. I can't think of a more strongly worded press statement from any sports governing body. Let me just run you through. As things stand, Yorkshire County Cricket Club will not be hosting any international cricket. That means they will not be hosting an Ashes test in 2023. It means they will not be hosting a test match in 2022, nor any limited overs cricket. And it will mean that they are not hosting any of the new domestic 100 ball tournament, the 100. Now, you may mention of the sponsors that are pulled out. Well, cricket counties make money in two ways, from hosting international events and from sponsorship. So this essentially could bankrupt Yorkshire County Cricket Club unless they finally, after 2 years of asking, get their house into order.
Now, ahead of the Manchester derby tomorrow on TalkSport on game day, United playmaker Bruno Fernandes spoke about his relationship with fellow Portuguese Cristiano Ronaldo. That's the only way you can say it.
I have assisted many players in this team, so I think the quality we have on the team is really high. Of course, I play with Cristiano most than the others, probably, because we are here together now, we play together in the national team, and the thing's getting easier and easier to understand the movements, to understand what is better for him, what he wants. But at the same time, I'm here to learn the way my other players want to play, because when I first arrived, I gave many assists to Anthony, and that connection was really good. Last season, I give many assists to Rashi and Eddie also, for example. Some of them to Mason too. This season already won, I think, for Mason. That's it. That's because the quality we have on the team, it's really high, and I know at any moment all of them can help me to get an assist or to get a goal too, because that's what they can do too. And hopefully I will get an assist to Jaden to unlock him and make him going forward and start to having more trust in himself.
A minute into stoppage time, it's another Ronaldo rescue. What a goal that was! What a finish that was! What a moment for Ronaldo!
Scoring goals, great moments for us, important moments for the team, and this is what Cristiano is doing for the last 15, 17 years. So we all expect that, and we know at any moment he can be there to help us to win a game.
Newcastle travel to Brighton for the evening clash on game day. The Magpies are still without a manager, but are in talks with former Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe. Ex-Newcastle manager Big Sam Allardyce believes that Frank Lampard will be the right fit at St James's Park.
If I were Frank, I'd jump at the chance. He's rested, he's gained the experience from Derby, and his first season at Chelsea was brilliant under very, 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 very tight restrictions going to Champions League. Then when they spent that bit of money and they didn't gel, bump, he's gone.
Yeah.
And of course, I think he needs to fight back. And if the club's got money, not a better place for Frank for me than to take Newcastle on, I would say.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
Eddie Howe, the former Bournemouth boss, has agreed in principle a 2.5-year deal to become the new Newcastle United manager. Is he the right man? Let us know what you think.
I'd be delighted he's coming, personally, because I think he's a footballing man. He's a good coach. I can see training being good. I can see he's being more organised, having an identity. It works well with younger players. A lot of coaching is going to be done on the training ground. I think a lot of it will be done there. I think a lot of sessions will be done there. And I think he'll improve them.
I don't think this is the right move for him or for Newcastle. I think Newcastle in a position, as you say, Cameron, where they're in a relegation fight. I'm not so sure. All this talk of identity, style of play, he scores goals, he develops players. They don't need that right now. They need someone that can keep clean sheets. And I'm not convinced that he's the guy that can keep enough clean sheets to keep them away from that bottom three. So I think that's an interesting appointment. I don't think it's necessarily the right one.
My understanding is that Eddie Howe will be at the Amex for Talk Sports Live, an exclusive commentary of Brighton against Newcastle on Saturday evening. Whether that be in the dugout or watching from the stands remains to be seen.
I think it's a good appointment. I'll be honest, I think it's a good appointment. I think he'll keep Newcastle up because they are in a relegation battle, no doubt. And I also feel that he could be the man to take them to the next level for the fact that he does have that quality.
with respect, Eddie Howe's last achievement was to get Bournemouth relegated and seemingly to not have the chutzpah to go and manage Celtic. So all of those things don't give him the same credentials as Unai Emery, and we all have to accept that.
On to my show now, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. And our guest was the former Arsenal midfielder, Jack Wilshere.
Simon Jordan saying that Eddie Howe's not the right man Unai Emery is, but Unai Emery is managed at top clubs.
Top
clubs. Managed in Europe.
Big trophies.
But Newcastle is a big club, let's not get it wrong, but they're in a relegation battle. I worked under him at a club which I see now are quite similar to Newcastle, not in terms of the size and whatever, but I mean in terms of the players they've got. They've got a few Bournemouth players. That is what Eddie does. He gets the best out of them type of players. He gets them going. He gets the fans on side. And he's a great manager. So, I mean, I think he deserves a chance. If he goes there and does really well, and, you know, in a few years they're pushing top six, which I think he can do. When I played under him at Bournemouth, we arguably had a worse squad and we finished ninth. So he can definitely do that.
Now England manager Gareth Southgate has been speaking to TalkSport's Hugh Woozencroft after picking his squad to face Albania and San Marino in the crucial upcoming World Cup qualifiers. That's Southgate's picked the squad, not Hugh. Not me, not Hugh. Anyway, Manchester United's Jadon Sancho and Jesse Lingard weren't picked. And here Southgate explains why he left them out.
I've spoken with both Jesse and Jadon. I think they understand they've had very little football in the last month. And although there are occasions where we pick players who've had not a lot of football because we think the level of competition in their position isn't so high, with these two guys, to leave somebody out that's in this squad for them when they've had hardly any football is very difficult. It's hard to assess Jesse in particular, what sort of form he might be in, what his physical level might be, and to expect them to be able to come in and really hit a high level with us if the background of minutes in the last month is so low. So there will be times where we take a chance on that, but we felt that at this moment with these two boys, the other players that we've picked are match fit, ready, and that's the call we decided to make.
Now, the big fight over the weekend sees Canelo Alvarez take on Caleb Plant in a super middleweight clash in Las Vegas. Billy Joe Saunders, who lost to Canelo earlier this year, said he's not invincible, but it will be tough for Planty.
Straight away, you're up against it with the crowd and with the noises and bits and bobs when he hits the gloves and they all go wild. But I don't think he's the invincible man. I think that Plant's got a very good boxing brain. He just needs to maintain his distance from, you know, make sure he's out of distance. Don't just think you're out of distance, because that's the difference when you've been in a world level and elite, you know. So he's got to make sure to be on his game all the way around. I think he's going to give Canelo a good fight.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. And don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. I'm back on Drive Time with old Benty at 4 o'clock later on today. A quick reminder that AFC Sudbury, who? They're in action against Colchester. It's in the FA Cup. It's the first round. It's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2. Commentary from Nigel Adley and former Colchester winger Perry Jerry Berry Groves. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.